Hello everyone, and welcome again to The Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Gloria, and as you know, in this podcast we talk about Harry Potter. So sit back, relax, and let the magic begin, because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. In the last week episode, we were talking about the Hogwarts houses, a little bit about the history, a little bit about what the houses are all about, a little bit about the people that were the persons that make the houses, why Hogwarts had four houses, who were the owners of each house. And we also talk a little bit about the characteristics someone has to have to be in each house. So just a little reminder, the Hogwarts are Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Gryffindor, and Slytherin. Hufflepuff, it's named Hufflepuff because of Helga Hufflepuff. Ravenclaw, because of Rowena Ravenclaw. Gryffindor, because of Godric Gryffindor. And Salazar Slytherin, it's the owner of Slytherin. So, I was going to just tell you which little kid was going to be in which house. And this is something really exciting. In the movie, we can appreciate that Professor McGonagall, it's the first professor that goes towards them. It's the first person that receives them on the hallway. It's the first person that talks to them. The first person that it's the professor in the in Hogwarts school. So she takes them to the stairs. They went upstairs and they were waiting to go to the Grand Salon, but they were waiting on on the entrance. So while they were there, she was explaining the instructions to them, like what they were going to do, how they were supposed to act, how were they supposed to behave. So she told them that in a few moments they were going to be sorted in some different houses. And she explained the houses to them, and something that we can appreciate in the movie, it's that when she says "and Slytherin," she instantly looks at Draco Malfoy. She did not hesitate to look at him, and he just smiled. So I think it's really important to know that maybe this was something that she did because the Malfoy family was known, because everybody that has been a Malfoy has been also in Slytherin. So the Malfoys are just a family that's full of Slytherins. Their ancestors were Slytherins, and that's something everybody knows. So that's probably why Professor McGonagall looked at him. So while she was explaining all to them, and she was greeting them and everything like that, we can appreciate that there's a little frog at the feet of Professor McGonagall. And this frog belongs to no other more than Neville Longbottom. This is another important character in the story. Neville Longbottom, it's a little kid. It's the age of Harry. And if you remember, in season 1, we saw that Neville lose his frog in the train. And that's why Hermione met Harry and Ron, because she was helping him to find his frog. So he finally find the frog at the school, at the feet of Professor McGonagall. So when Professor McGonagall was giving like the instructions and was greeting them, then Neville just jumped right at her, at his frog, and he was like, "Trevor!" And Professor McGonagall was like, "Excuse me?" Because of course, he interrupts him, but she didn't say anything. So then he apologized, and then he went back to his original place. So when they were waiting there, Draco Malfoy said, "It's true what they were saying on the train. Harry Potter has come to Hogwarts. Of course, every single kid knew who Harry Potter was. So everybody start whispering and being like, Harry Potter, oh my god. And then Draco approaches him and he says, this is Crabbe and Goyle. He was presenting his friends that were behind him. And I'm Malfoy, Draco Malfoy." So he was just presenting himself to Harry. But then you can hear a little laugh. And this laugh belongs to no other than Ron. Ron Weasley. So he laughed because of Draco presenting himself. And I think that's the worst thing that Ron could do. Because then Draco looks to him and then he say, "Do you think my name is funny, didn't you? I don't need to ask yours. Red hair and a hand-me-down robe. You must be a Weasley." So, of course, Ron was so embarrassed because of that. And let's just remember that the Weasleys are a really, really poor family. They are a family that does not have a lot of luxury and stuff, but they are good people. So about the hand-me-down rope, it's because they didn't have the money to buy the ropes in Madame Maxine's rope shop and in no other place. So Molly Weasley, the mom of the Weasleys, always made them their robes by hand, and sometimes they will use robes and clothes from their brothers, their big brothers. So Ron was not embarrassed or he was not a person that feels embarrassed because of his family. But of course, if someone points that out and he's trying to make you look bad in front of everyone, of course you will feel embarrassed. But that was the wrong thing. The most wrong thing that Draco can do, because then Harry looks at him really mad. And then Draco said, "You would see that some families are better than others, and you should not be with the wrong ones. I can help you with that." And he opens his hand towards Harry. He was He was waiting for Harry to take his hand to greet him. But of course that didn't happen, because then Harry says, "I know now who are the wrong ones. Thank you." So Harry just, oh my god, Harry just say, "Nope, I'm not going to be your friend, Draco. Get away from me." and Draco feel bad. But here we can see that even though he didn't have a long time meeting Ron, he was loyal to him. He was his friend. And Ron really appreciated that, because Harry, we can say that defend him. So that's really good. So, about the houses, of course they went. They went there. They started to see all of the other students that were there from different grades. So then, Professor McGonagall told them that they were going to be roll called, and then they would have to sit on the chair that was in front of everybody, and then they were going to be put the sorting hat in their head, and then the sorting hat would tell them their house. So she took his list and she said Hermione Granger, and Hermione was like, "Oh no, relax, stay calm, everything's okay." And she was going upstairs. And because of that, Ron was like, "I think she's a little bit weird, isn't she?" And Harry just nodded. Then Hermione sits at the chair. Then the sorting hat starts to say some of her characteristics, some of her values. And then she was sorted on Gryffindor. So Hermione was so happy for that, and she went to sit with the Gryffindors. Then more kids passed until Ron Weasley. He went up... First it was Draco Malfoy. Oh my god, how can I forget? Draco Malfoy was the first one. Before Ron. So Draco went upstairs, he seated, everything was cool. Professor McGonagall was going to put the sorted hat. It was not even on his head. It was just like 3 centimeters above his head. And the sorted hat said Slytherin. He didn't even have the hat in his head. So he was truly Slytherin. And that was cool because, like I said before, the Malfoys were known because everybody that wasn't Slytherin was a Malfoy. So that was good for the needs of the family or something like that. So then Ron looks at Harry and says, "I know that all the mischievous magicians were on Slytherin, but that's not true. Because they have this little, we can say, this little thing where this prejudice that they think that all Slytherins are bad and all Slytherins are mischievous, but that's not true." But let's keep going. Then they call Ron Weasley. So Ron went upstairs, he sat on the chair, they put the sorted hat in his head, and then the sorted hat was like, another Weasley. Because like I said before, the Weasleys were a big family. So Ron was a little bit scared. He was a little bit nervous because he didn't know where he was going to be sorted. So then the sorted hat started to say a lot of his values, a lot of his abilities, a lot of his characteristics. And then he was like, "I know what to do with you. You're going to be on Gryffindor." And his brothers that were there, they stand up and they start a clap because his brother was on Gryffindor too. And then, the most exciting of them all, Harry Potter. When Professor McGonagall roll call Harry Potter, everybody starts to whisper, to say, to gossip that it was amazing how Harry was like, "What's going on?" Because everybody wants Harry to be on their house. And of course, Albus Dumbledore, that was the principal on Hogwarts, he was of course so excited too. So he was like, "Oh, what's going on?" So Harry then sit. But then the Sorted Hat says, this is difficult and curious. Because Harry had a lot of characteristics from Slytherin. So Harry starts to say to the Sorted Hat, not in Slytherin, not in Slytherin. And the Sorted Hat was like, oh, not in Slytherin. Are you sure you can make big things in Slytherin? And Slytherin could lead you to the top of the mountain. Like, you can be the best. And he was like, no, please, not in Slytherin. I beg you, please, please, please. And the Sorted Hat was like, okay, so if you just want it too much, I will put you on Gryffindor. So when he was sorted on Gryffindor, everybody in Gryffindor starts to clap. They start to shout. Everybody was so happy. Harry was so happy because he was going to be with Hermione and Ron. So we finish now about the Sorted Houses. But what happened with their life at Hogwarts? Was it good? Was it bad? Do they like their houses or not? Well, we will see that in the next episode. But for now, mischief managed.